But in the particular case of the world set free, there was, I think, another motive in holding the Great War back, and that was to allow the chemist to get well forward with his discovery of the release of atomic energy. 1956, or for that matter 2056, may be none too late for that crowning revolution in human potentialities. And apart from this procrastination of over 40 years, the guess at the opening phase of the war was fairly lucky. The forecast of an alliance of the Central Empires, the opening campaign through the Netherlands, and the dispatch of the British Expeditionary Force were all justified before the book had been published 6 months. And the opening section of Chapter 2 remains now, after the reality has happened, a fairly adequate diagnosis of the essentials of the matter. One happy hit in Chapter 2, Section 2, on which the writer may congratulate himself, is the forecast that under modern conditions, it would be quite impossible for any great general to emerge to supremacy and concentrate the enthusiasm of the armies of either side. There could be no Alexanders or Napoleons, and